So we have a picture here on page 13 of the 15 pages of this booklet, and it shows a historic S-curve of the Tannen River going all the way to the mouth of the Chena River, which is right about here. And if you look at the current channel now, it starts up here and goes pretty much straight across, bypassing channel on the south side and the channel on the north side that the Chena River flows into. So that's completely isolated now. Sometime during the river, when the water in the Chena River and the Tannen River is low, it doesn't flow, doesn't even in fact flow towards the mouth of the Chena River now. It's completely changed. So whenever a person is using the rivers during the winter, encountering possibly dangerous ice, this is a dramatic change that you can see real graphically on these maps that Dave has found and recorded.
Okay. The what has been considered the most current satellite image shows up on slide number 13, in which the straight shot channel is beautifully highlighted by the fact that the satellite coverage purchased by Google Earth was at the end of April of 2010. And the ice that, as Sam mentioned, tends to pile up laterally in that main channel is still in place. So it shows up as a nice bright east-west band there. And for reference, I've drawn in blue the old S-curve channel and put red dashed lines along the new east-west form of the channel there. In 2011, it was dry enough at the traditional mouth of the Chena and above there that four-wheelers were constantly leaving the airport complex of roads and going down to the lower part of Byers Island. You probably saw a lot of that, didn't you, Sam? That they were.
Yeah, that was kind of amazing to see be able to have them drive all the way from the airport down to almost to the Chena Bluff.
Right. Now, that's probably the extent of most of the stuff that we can make sense of.